Tormes.
The town of Fussen and the History Channel extend their greetings to you in front of the St. Mang Basilica. The monastery and the monastery church belonging to it, St. Mang's Basilica, are consecrated to St. Magnus, or St. Mang, as the patron saint of the Allgäu is called here. 22 churches and chapels in the vicinity are dedicated to him, a sign of the devotion that the saint enjoys among us. The present-day Fussen Basilica has had quite a number of previous buildings since the time of St. Magnus, and was built at the beginning of the 18th century, from the plans drawn up by Johann Jakob Herkomer. It's a Baroque pilaster church on the lines of an Italian exemplar. It was erected on the external walls of the old Romanesque basilica. You can easily recognize that by the thick-set church tower with its saddleback roof. It was also meant to be changed into the Baroque style, but then the money was not available. What there is to say about St. Magnus has become blurred in the obscurity of history between oral tradition and legend. With the saints Columban and Gull, he's supposed, according to legend, to have come from Ireland in the 7th century and carried out his missionary work in the Allgäu from St. Gallen in Switzerland. Between 730 and 740, he set up a cell and an oratory, or small chapel, in Fussen, and died here on a Sunday, the 6th of September, either in the year 750 or 772. The saint is said to have performed many miracles. In the Fussen region, his aid was invoked mainly for dealing with vermin and pests. His pastoral staff, mounted in silver since 1572, was often lent out to help fight infestations of pests. It's now to be seen in the cross above the principal altar. In the legends of the saints, Magnus is regarded as a great dragon slayer, which is also indicated by the dragon candlesticks on the steps going up to the altar bench. They were the work of Thomas Zeitz in 1724. The dragon, the symbol of evil, has been defeated and bears the light of the faith. Herkomer and the members of the Lech Valley School also played an essential part in the interior decorations. The fresco, plasterwork and altars were carried out largely according to Herkomer's plans. The work on the pulpit was divided between Zeitz and the famous Anton Sturm, whose workshop was situated in the centre of Fussen. On the plinths at the side of the high altar, there are four life-size dynamic statues of Benedictine saints, the work of Anton Sturm. Benedict of Nursia, the founder of the Benedictine order and the father of Western monastic life, his sister, Scholastica, and the Irish monks, Columban and Gull. In order to become completely familiar with the church and to realize its significance, we now have to learn something about the East Crypt. Unfortunately, it's not always open. Only after Sunday services and with the regular guided tours of the church can you go down into it. The East Crypt is the oldest part of the church, and it might be identical to the original oratory, a room set aside for private prayer called Salvator Mundi. Maybe our St. Mang was buried here. We should like to think so at any rate, even though it's highly improbable. For neither here nor anywhere else have his mortal remains been found. Perhaps they became a casualty of turbulent times. When the grave was opened in the Middle Ages, it was already empty, apart from a monk's habit and the Magnus staff, which is revered to this day. But the grave must have had great significance, for it was the mystical center of the monastery complex. Evidence of this is also provided by the preserved fragment of impressive frescoes. They originate from the Reichenau school and were painted around 980, so they're over 1,000 years old. The two venerable men in Benedictine habit are the saints Magnus and Gull. A few remnants of a third figure can also be seen. It is, perhaps, St. Columban. We can presume that the imposing remains were part of a surrounding cycle depicting the life of St. Magnus.
Thank you for your attention. The town of Fussen and the History Channel wish you a pleasant stay. Auf Wiedersehen and goodbye. Tormes looks forward to meeting up with you again at some other place.